In a joint press conference after their meeting today in Helsinki, Finland, an incredible sight. An American president repeatedly siding with a Russian president against the U.S. President Putin and Trump strongly agreeing there was no Russian interference in the U.S. election. Trump blaming Robert Mueller's investigation for the bad relations between the two countries.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it.
NPR Moscow correspondent Lucin Kim is in Helsinki. Lucin, Anderson Cooper on CNN with his panel of experts came out of that lengthy press conference saying it was the most disgraceful performance by an American president standing with a Russian president he'd ever seen. Can you describe what happened as the presser went along and reporters continually asked about the Russian hacking alleged by Trump's own Justice Department?
Well, right. I mean, it really seemed in this press conference, as you mentioned, that Putin and Trump were very much on the same page. The Russian side has very much attached itself to this argument that this is a domestic dispute in the United States and that it's reflecting poorly on foreign relations. And, of course, there was a sort of conflation of the idea of collusion that the Trump campaign was actually cooperating with the Russian government and the separate issue of whether the Russian government was actually interfering, separate from the Trump campaign.
And President Trump kept referring to the fact that there had been no collusion. But as you say, the allegation is not of collusion, but of hacking and interference. The U.S. and its allies have tried to pressure Russia since its 2014 annexation of Crimea. Russia wants the sanctions dropped. President Trump wants Russia welcomed back into organizations like the G7. And he is now declaring a new chapter in U.S.-Russia relations. Let's listen.
Our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. I really believe that.
Lucian, what else jumped out at you?
Well, a lot of things jumped out. But I think probably the main takeaway was people were wondering, what is Putin going to say about the new Mueller indictments, which were announced on Friday. And I think this was a very typical kind of Putin move. He came up with a completely unexpected answer. He reminded people of a treaty, a bilateral treaty between the U.S. and Russia about cooperation in criminal investigations. And he said, hey, guys, we're willing to respect that treaty. And if Robert Mueller really wants to question those intelligence officers, we'll gladly do it. According to this treaty, we will do it on Russian soil. People from the Mueller investigation can even be there and listen to the questioning. But if you do that, we also have people in the United States that we would like to question. So he flipped it. He totally flipped the issue.
Yeah, it's really, I have to say, it's really remarkable. We'll be talking about it over the course of the whole program. But President Putin seemed to be listing off more specifics of what happened in the meeting. He said there was a great deal of talk about Syrian refugees, about Israel, about Iran. He talked about, you know, businesses and, as you said, a special counsel that could be set up so that the two countries could repair relations. President Trump was more, you know, kind of broad brushing. But what are some of the other things, again, aside from what is going to be the top story here, which is these two men completely united against President Trump's Justice Department? What else did you hear?
Well, what was interesting, of course, what people were wondering what President Trump would tell Putin in the meeting about Crimea, since he had indicated that he understood, had some understanding for the annexation. And actually, interestingly enough, Putin was the one who answered that question and said, well, actually, President Trump was quite clear on that. The U.S. position is that the U.S. will not accept that annexation and considers it illegal. And he seemed to say, well, that's just a point where we'll have to disagree on.
Look, Lucian Kim, as David Gergen said, President Putin is considered a thug by many. He not only annexed part of Ukraine, is Russia said to be behind the downing of a passenger plane, behind poisoning of former Russian spies. The fear was that President Trump would elevate him simply by having this meeting with someone who's really not running a superpower right now. Do you think that happened?
Well, what's interesting is that the Russian side itself, I mean, Putin's spokesman this morning on Russian television said, you know, the fact of the summit itself is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. Lucian Kim, NPR's Moscow correspondent in Helsinki after a remarkable press conference there. Lucian, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.